This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Monday, December 14. Why bother with church? Our passage comes from Matthew chapter 16. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, Jeremiah or one of the prophets." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he ordered his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. In his book, Church, Why Bother?, Philip Yancey tells a story about a prostitute who had reached the end of the road. She was desperate and didn't know where to turn. Someone suggested connecting with a local church. She answered, "Why would I do that? I feel bad enough about myself already. They'd only make me feel worse." When I asked someone once why he'd given up on going to church, he said, "There's nothing there for me." According to a recent survey, some 75% of people today are saying, "Why bother with church?" The answer to that question is found in today's Bible reading and is summed up in just one phrase, where Jesus says, "I will build my church." The church is not an ordinary organization founded by just anyone. The church is founded by Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior, who is the head of the church. According to the Bible, the church is the body of Christ. Belonging to the church is a privilege not to be taken for granted. The church is here to continue the work of Christ on earth and to build God's kingdom. You and I need the church in order to be equipped for service, to enjoy the fellowship of other believers, and to honor our Lord through faithful worship. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, thank you for your promise to build your church here on earth. Thank you for allowing us to be part of your church. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.